Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Monday, June 16th, 2014, halfway through the month of June, coming up on 4th of July, Independence Day, and already the stores here on Oahu are filled with the little party poppers. That is all we are allowed to celebrate with anymore. They don't want us comfortable with things that go bang, that have fuses on them. So we have these little tiny party poppers. It's absolutely an insult. You know, how just out of control this domestic terror thing has gotten. I actually got into a discussion with a police officer at a store that we both frequent. And we said, well, you know, the terrorists could take those party, the fireworks apart and make a bomb out of them. And they said, well, actually, the chemistry is against you. Because fireworks use low bursts of propellants, and anybody who really wanted to commit a terror act could walk across the parking lot to that supermarket, buy four bottles of household products, and make enough chlorine gas to kill everybody in the building. It's just they don't want Americans to be familiar with things that go bang just in case, because they're that afraid of us. All right, obviously the top story is Iraq. Before we get into it, of course, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, twiddling the dials, say that three times fast, and keeping us out of trouble. The crisis in Iraq is growing rapidly. We're just getting word that the Iraqi people have retaken yet another city on their march toward Baghdad. And, of course, the U.S. government and the corporate media are still trying to say, well, they're separatists, they're sectarians, they're militants, they're Al-Qaeda. No, this is a popular uprising, and I'm not the only person who's saying that now. Over at UPI, United Press, they ran a story. Is this a popular uprising? Because so far, the Iraqi people have swept aside 30,000 U.S.-trained and U.S.-armed Iraqi security forces. And that tells you this is not just some little tiny splinter group. This is the Iraqi people taking their country back, just like Iran did in 1979. And if you go back to Iran in 1979, when that revolution first started up, we heard exactly the same kind of rhetoric from the U.S. government and the corporate media. Oh, they're malcontents. They're separatists. They're Muslims. Always, oh, they're the Muslims. How dare the Muslims want to take back their own country from the United States? So the spin that's being put on here is already starting to fall apart. And we have another story over at, unfortunately, it's a tiny URL, so I don't have the claim for it, but it says, America's covert reinvasion of Iraq. Nobody is being fooled by all this talk about ISIS and, you know, the new version of Al-Qaeda. ISIS, ISIS is doing this, ISIS. Be afraid of ISIS. Cling to us in fear, and we will save you from the evil ISIS. But more and more people, they're not falling for this. They understand this is just another hoax by the government to try and reinvade and reconquer Iraq without admitting to the war-weary American people. That's exactly what's going on. Over on LouRockwell.com, they have an article, Iraq Blows Wide Open. And he was going back to saying Saddam Hussein was certainly right. That America's invasion of Iraq would become the mother of all battles, because here we are, 11 years on, and the blood is flowing again. Remember when George Bush boasted, mission accomplished? They basically invaded the place, garrisoned it to keep the people in their place, and the people don't want to be in their place any longer. Just like Iran in 1979, they got sick and tired of living under U.S. proxy rule to loot their nation's natural resources for the benefit of Western corporations, and now the Iraq people have reached that same breaking point. Here in the United States, we're seeing all this rhetoric around how we must go to war, we must prove how manly we are, and apparently President Obama isn't moving fast enough to suit the war hawks. Article over at the Washington Times, criticism of Obama mounts as Islamists sweep through Iraq. So they're still out there, it's Islamists, it's the Muslims, you can't feel any sympathy for them, they're just Muslims. This is the people of Iraq, and yeah, a lot of them are Muslims, just like the people of the United States of America, a lot of them are Christian, and Jewish, and Muslim. It's not the religion that is here at issue, it is the people of Iraq wanting their country back. And the U.S. government dares not admit that's what's going on, because I think most Americans right now are still aware of the lies about Saddam's nuclear weapons and the lies about Iraqis stealing incubators in Kuwait mean that whole first series of invasions were illegal. And they don't want to do that again. And they're getting desperate over there in Washington, D.C. to find something that will get you going along with another invasion of Iraq. Iraq 2, the sequel. This time we'll get it right. And apparently Senator Lindsey Graham was doing the rounds of the talking head show saying that, you know, this ISIS-held territory in Iraq, this will be the next 9/11 staging area. There'll be a new 9/11 if we don't go in and flatten those people. Well, remember, we were told that Iraq was behind 9/11 as part of that run-up to the first invasion back in 2003. Then after it was all over and they found out Saddam really didn't have nuclear weapons, we have George Bush actually on video saying, no, Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. And if the people of Iraq take back their country from the U.S., they are not going to do anything to the United States that would justify a full-on military reprisal. Just like when Iran kicked out the Shah and took their country back, they immediately said, all right, let's be polite and calm and just, you know, peace through commerce, and we're not going to give the U.S. an excuse for a war. So you've got Lindsey Graham is out there screaming about it. They have got to be pretty darned desperate to wag 9/11 at us. They really do. Now, Lindsey Graham was out there using the phrase the disaster of monumental proportions. And he is right from the context of the money junkies. Because the conquest of Iraq was all about guaranteeing that Iraq's oil would be sold only for U.S. dollars, meaning anybody who wanted to buy the oil has to first come to the United States of America and either borrow those dollars at interest from the Federal Reserve or bring us real manufactured goods and agricultural produce to get those little pieces of ink and paper to get Iraq's oil from. This is what led to that first invasion of Iraq in 2003. In 2002, Saddam Hussein got permission from the United Nations to sell Iraq's oil for the euro. 1 year later, oh, he's got weapons of mass destruction. He's tearing the tags off his couch cushions. They invade, lynch Saddam Hussein, take control of the oil ministry, and Iraq's oil is for sale, but only for the U.S. dollar. It is a repeating pattern. Now, the reason Lindsey Graham is out there in a panic is if the people of Iraq succeed in taking back their country from U.S. proxy rule, the rest of the war agenda will collapse. We, the American people, will tolerate no more wars, will not pay the bills for the wars, especially knowing they were all started with lies, fraud, and deception, and we certainly will not sacrifice any more lives of our children just to make that private central bank richer than it already is. So Washington is in a very, very difficult place. They need, in order to protect that war agenda, the war for Bretton Woods, the war for the petrodollar, they have to crush down the Iraqi people, but can't sell the need for a second invasion and conquest of Iraq a second time so soon after the last one, especially in an election year. So they're pulling out every slimy trick there is in the book. Oh, they're terrorists, they're Al-Qaeda. They're trying desperately to keep the lid on the fact this is a popular uprising. But anybody who understands military operations and tactics, looking at how quickly Iraq's U.S.-trained, U.S.-funded security forces were swept aside, you're dealing with the entire population, not with a splinter group with a couple of thousand people in it. And again, use your common sense. If the people of Iraq succeed in ousting the U.S. puppet government, they're not going to overtly attack the United States, because that would allow the United States to launch another all-out war. And the people of Iraq have had enough of all-out war from the United States. They will, as Iran did in 1979, mind their own business and not give the U.S. a reason to attack. We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to make a point about all this talk about a new 9/11, and it's all over the place. CBS News was reporting on it, and Lindsey Graham is out there, and this is their new thing. If we are not allowed to go into Iraq, there'll be a new 9/11 here. Well, if there is a gigantic explosion anywhere in the United States of America, first of all, it's not going to be from Iran or Iraq. But if there is a big bang in America, what it will do is tell us all. Absolute confirmation. All of this NSA spying on the American people, all of this TSA crotch groping, all of it violations of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights actually doesn't work. It didn't stop an act of terror. That's the rock and a hard place they're in right now. They're trying to warn you there's a big terror attack coming if they're not allowed to attack Iraq, but if there is a terror attack, real or false flag, it's going to tell all of Americans that all of this NSA spying and the TSA crotch groping and the reading of our emails and the listening to our phone calls didn't work to stop the terror attack. There's really only one way to stop real terrorism, and I mean real terrorism as opposed to all these phonies running around with towels they stole from Holiday Inn saying, I'm Al-Qaeda, come and get me, you schmucks. The only way to stop real terrorism is you stop messing around with other people's countries. That's how you stop this. We're going to take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You're absolutely right. we got to stop meddling because we're creating more terrorists every day. The whole world hates us, like, except for their leaders.
Well, I think the whole world hates our leaders. I don't think the world has a problem with the American people, mostly because of the independent media and the Internet. They understand we, the ordinary American citizens, are absolutely opposed to these covert overthrows, these usurpations of their sovereignty and the exploitation of their lands for their mineral wealth. The rest of the world understands we, the American people, aren't the problem here. It is the money junkies and the war hawks at the very top who've hijacked our nation and its governmental systems in order to enrich themselves.
Hey, do you think Saudi Arabia, since Barack Obama stabbed them in the back, just said, you know what, these guys are going home, and sent them back to Iraq?
I don't think, I mean, what Saudi Arabia is trying to play both ends against the middle. I think Saudi Arabia has finally figured out that no matter how friendly they are to the United States of America, when the conquest of the oil-rich nations gets down to Saudi Arabia will be a target. Everybody's switching sides. I mean, look at the situation with Iran. The U.S. is now going to request Iran's assistance against the revolution in Iraq.
Yeah, that don't make sense.
Yeah, is this the same Iran they've spent the last few decades insisting can't be trusted to keep any bargains or agreements, and now all of a sudden, we've always been at war with East Asia. Iran is our friend now. We've always been at war with. It is. It's just all falling apart.
Well, remember, when the economy is on the brink and alliances change and that great reset is coming sooner rather than later. And did you watch the interview with Greg Hunter and Greg Mannarino on USA Watchdog yet?
No, I did not. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should watch that when you have a chance. That pretty much explains everything. They got to keep the scam going by all these wars, and everybody knows it.
Well, it isn't. Yeah, it's basically right now the U.S. is desperate to conquer all those resource-rich areas and use them to basically blackmail the rest of the world into ignoring the massive debt that the United States government owes to them, you know, and to keep that little piece of the action mafia-like scheme going where everybody has to come to the United States and work through the U.S. dollar to conduct international trade, international banking, or buy any natural resources. That's exactly what this war agenda is all about.
The problem is it's the opposite reaction. Everybody's going like with the BRICS countries, and they hit a brick wall with Russia and China. It's falling apart on them. They know it.
Well, that's exactly why, they're trying to get up a state of war against Russia and China. I hope that the United States government is prudent enough to avoid a real shooting war with Russia and China. But what they want is a state of war by which they could force their allies to abandon the ruble, the renminbi, and the yuan and re-enslave themselves back to the Federal Reserve's dollar.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen, not now. They see our empire falling apart, and it's been about, you know, it's about that time where it's starting to decline, so, unfortunately, but maybe something good will come out of it, huh?
Well, I think what will come out of it is we'll avoid this nuclear war, because, unfortunately, those are the two paths open before us, a huge financial crash, or this war continues to the point where the U.S. is forced to rely on their nuclear arsenals, it's a really rotten pair of options to have to choose from, but those seem to be all that we've got here right now. I think right now the U.S. is desperate to get into a major war, so when the economic crash happens, they've got something to blame it on. Oh, it's not our fault that the Federal Reserve looted all your money, and it's not our fault that we had to take all your money and prop up Wall Street. It's those evil Russian, Chinese, Iranians. They're all in cahoots together against us, and it's a war, and you should forget all about the evil and corruption and crime and fraud that we've all had to live under from this government for the last couple of decades. Salute the flag and fling your babies onto the designated enemy's bayonets.
Well, the central bankers, they have a branch on Easter Island if everything goes bad.
They might. There's a lot of these little banks that are set up on these little tiny island nations that have no treaties for data sharing or anything, and that's where a lot of that money goes. We joke about the Cayman Islands, but there's a lot of situations just like that. Where you can store your wealth there, It's out of the reach legally of your host government here. I think one of the big pharmacy companies is now moving their corporate headquarters from the U.S. to some other country so they can save billions of dollars in taxes every year.
I think it's Ireland, wasn't it? One of them's Ireland or Switzerland. Another company's going to avoid tax.
Well, the taxes here in the United States are simply way too high because the government's gotten itself into this debt black hole and it can't dig itself out. And the more it raises taxes, the more people with money and wealth, the more corporations with money and wealth, they're going to skedaddle. And that it's absolutely a policy that over the long term cannot work, but we've got our politicians, they're only thinking about November or their next term, and they want to do something that looks like they're trying to deal with the problem right now, even though they are all ignoring the root cause of this economic decline, which is that private central bank issuing all of the public currency as a loan at interest.
Well, that's where the consumption problem comes in. When you got 72% consumption, if you raise taxes at all, those people can't go out and consume products. So then they're just stuck, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're just stuck.
They absolutely are. I mean, prior to the crash of 2008, 60% of the entire U.S. economy was consumer spending, and that is now evaporating. We're seeing retail outlets closing all across America. Claire and I were down at the mall over the weekend, and another three stores have closed and gone out of business, and we're expecting Radio Shack will be joining them very soon. The whole system is locking up. Because the federal government is so in bed with the money junkies, all they can think of is finding more ways to take real wealth from the American people to shower all over Wall Street and themselves, and you can't run an economy like that.
I wanted to say one more thing after you're done.
Real quick, we're almost done.
I just wanted to tell everybody Radio Shack, they were founded in 1921. That's an American company.
They used to be my favorite place to go for small components to build things with. Now they're just selling more consumer stuff like everybody else. We'll be right back after these commercials.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices and a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs to get from a doctor, and there's drugs to get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to the phones here, I want to go back and look at all of this propaganda coming up about how if we don't go into Iraq right now, there will be terror attacks. Tony Blair is out there saying exactly the same thing. That they need to go into Iraq and Syria now, or Britain will face terror attacks. Now, remind you, this is the guy who told all of Great Britain that Saddam Hussein could launch biological attacks on Great Britain with as little as 45 minutes warning. You know, Tony, phony Tony Blair, the author of the dodgy dossier. And he's out there, he's being quoted in The Guardian about how the West must intervene in Iraq. We must go in there and give them what for. Well, Tony, if you really feel that way, here's your rifle, here's your parachute. We ran out of the desert camel, but here's a bright day glow orange jumpsuit left over from Abu Ghraib. Watch your head climbing into that transport plane, and we'll call the people of Iraq and tell them you are on your way to kick their butts all by yourself. But we all remember how this illegal war in Iraq started with lies about non-existent nuclear weapons and your dodgy dossier. So you will forgive us if we sit this next fiasco out and keep our kids safe at home. We didn't have a legal basis for going to Iraq the first time, and we certainly don't have one to go in again. More quotes, Lindsey Graham. He got all over the place. Washington Times, ex-Republic TV, and he's also getting onto this thing. We have to bomb Syria now. If we don't bomb Iraq and Syria, we'll be next. A new 9/11 is inevitable. Over at CBS, they were saying exactly the same thing. Will ISIS plan a 9/11-style terror plot against the U.S.? They're really pounding that. They're really pounding that one. And I wrote a comment to CBS, which they deleted. But the comment I wrote to the CBS website was, right, and Iraq stole incubators from Kuwait and Saddam had nuclear weapons, blah, 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 blah. And I basically go into how we were all lied into these wars and the similarities between what's going on in Iraq and what happened in Iran in 1979. And Again, finishing up with, if there is a big bang, it will tell everybody in the world that all of this NSA spying and all this TSA crotch groping and smashing of laptops, and no, I have not forgiven you for that, doesn't work. It doesn't work. All these violations of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to keep, to read your email, to force you to use encryption, they can read, none of it worked. If there's a new big bang, if they're seriously considering a new false flag attack in the United States to reignite the war fever, it will backfire on them, because even those people who accept the official story of a new false flag attack, oh gosh darn those Iraqi people, they're also going to be thinking, well, this proves all that NSA nonsense and TSA nonsense and Department of Homeland Security and fusion centers and all that stuff was a complete and total waste of money at a time when our nation can't afford it. And they will demand it all to be torn down, as they rightly should. Now, there are some complications. First of all, before I get into this, I'm going to take a phone call. George in Hawaii. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, aloha to you. Listen, let me take you down a walk through memory lane. Vietnam, a big lie.
Yes.
50,000
yes.
Americans dead. Remember the output of that, the consequences of Vietnam was a VA in disarray. And we all got upset about it, and we screamed and we yelled, and they cleaned the VA up. Okay, it was a little bit better. Well, now we don't have anybody from World War II needing the VA, very few from the Korean War, some Vietnam stragglers are hanging on. The people that are in the VA system right now are the Iraq and Iran-type veterans in that whole area. They are the people in need. So we have another outcry, and we want to blame Shinseki. Well, Shinseki has fallen on the sword twice. He did it the first time when he said, let's not do this because we're not prepared, and now he's fallen on the sword again. Now, I feel for him, but he's kind of stupid that way. Now, here
yes.
we go. 8 years we kept, after the fall of Pahlavi, 8 years we kept Iraq, on Iran's button. We used Saddam as our it man, and he did a pretty good job until he got out of control. We take Saddam out. Boom, here we go. We're right back in the same place we were 12 years ago. This is a refrain of an old song, Mike, and we're getting sick of it. This does not make a bit of sense. Remember when we weren't supposed to go in and we did? We made that big mistake? This is another 12-year mistake. This one can be fatal. This could be the fatal flaw in our domestic international policy. And that's what scares me, Mike. That's where I am afraid. And your comment for today, anxiety is the handmaiden of creativity. Well, anxiety is killing me. It's making me crazy because we keep making the same mistakes. And
what do you mean we, pale face? You and I aren't making these mistakes. These money junkies and these war hawks have basically grabbed all the power and authority in this country. The American people have been totally disenfranchised through massive vote fraud. These ridiculous laws that allow corporate interests to simply buy the politicians they need to have, certainly AIPAC and Israel. The U.S. federal government is totally unconcerned with what we, the American people, want. So I no longer use the phrase we in discussing the crimes of the United States government. There's the government
okay.
and there's the people, and the two are headed in very different directions.
Okay, Mike, one last thing. Remember those couple of movies that came out after Vietnam about the VA? How the conditions were so bad that they couldn't get their bedpans washed and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden things got cleared up pretty good.
Yes.
And we're heading in that same direction. We keep singing, but the people keep heading in that same stupid, dumbed-down direction. We are dumb. And we cannot look at history as the indicator of future events. And that is what history does. It predicts what will happen to you in the future. It's a good predictor. Not the best, but a good predictor. And that's what scares me. Not we, me. So let me wish you a beautiful day. The sun's up, and I'm going to go to the beach. Aloha,
all right,
Mike.
Good day. Good day. Good day for that before RIMPAC shows up and it'd be dangerous to go in the waters. History repeats, and that is exactly what's wrong with history. But again, what we're dealing, world events are unfortunately not under the control of the populations of the involved countries. It's under the control of these money junkies and the private central banks who have piled so much debt onto these subservient governments that the governments are forced to do what the money junkies want. And it's all being driven by this desperate U.S. need to reconquer all of the world's resource-rich areas so that those resources are purchasable only using U.S. dollars. And the rest of the world is turning away. There are now 80 nations that have signed on to the BRICS group that are doing currency exchanges across their borders without going through the dollars, that are using the yuan and the renminbi. It's already a failed policy, but as we saw with human-caused global warming and Obamacare, this government is incapable, institutionally, of ever admitting error or mistake or changing course. And that is why there is a disaster on the horizon. Now, an article over on Veterans News Now is talking about the hawks pushing for the Iraq war, but there are some issues that involve the rule of law. And while we understand the U.S. federal government is completely unconcerned with complying with U.S. and international law, they still have to maintain the pretense that they are, what they're doing is somehow legal, moral, and just. They're trying to create the illusion of the moral law. As Sun Tzu said, the army with the moral law on their side is the army that tends to prevail. And the U.S. is trying to manufacture, oh, it's legal and just and right for us to go back into Iraq. Well, the same people who were telling us about Saddam's nuclear weapons and the rest of it, they're now trying to basically goad Obama to send in military force in Iraq again. Now, so far they're saying no troops on the ground. That doesn't mean they're not sending in trainers and advisors, but they're definitely talking massive airstrikes, cruise missiles, drone attacks. Okay? But there is a problem. The U.S., first of all, the first Iraq war was completely illegal. And that means going back in is also illegal. There's no justification for it. Obama needs a declaration of war by Congress before he can attack another country. Or he needs a resolution by the United Nations Security Council. Now, in an election year, you're not going to see members of Congress voting to support a new Iraq war resolution. They know they will pay the price for it in November. Over at the United Nations Security Council, we can count on Russia and China to veto any resolution calling for military force going into Iraq. Now, Obama supposedly can use the War Powers Act for 30 days on his own, but the War Powers Act allows the president to send military forces to deal with a threat to the United States itself. And the people of Iraq taking back their own country does not threaten the continental United States of America or Hawaii or Alaska. So he's on very, very gray legal ground. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide only at HempUSA.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a couple of quick phone calls before we get back to the situation in Iraq. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, your last caller was talking about a movie. He didn't fail to mention the name, the title of the movie, but it was called Article 99. It was about the VA controversy. You know, it'd be nice if Hollywood would spin this movie over and over again, unlike all the war propaganda movies they spin when they want to get something revved up. But yeah, it was Article 99. It was with Kiefer Sutherland playing a physician in a VA hospital.
Well, you know, there's a repeating pattern in Hollywood for anybody who's studied film history, and that is when the war is actually happening, the movies are always pro-war, glory days, you know, the Green Beret and everything. And then when the war is over, Hollywood gets an attack of conscience, and all of a sudden you start seeing movies like Full Metal Jacket and Platoon coming out that really sort of show what it was really all about. And we're seeing the same thing right now. Constant pro-war. We're great. We're going to win. And when this mess is all over, Hollywood will have a backlash of conscience, and they'll start putting out movies about just how it is we got into this mess.
Yeah. One other comment real quick. I did some research this morning. I was just trying to figure out what the U.S. invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan. The media is still spinning the story of why we're still there, why we're training soldiers, Iraqi soldiers, to take care of everything so we can leave. But, you know, I look back and I was thinking, wait a minute, an American soldier, I was in the military, it's between 8 and 10 weeks our basic training. They've been there over 10 years, and for some reason they still can't be trained. I don't know. Are they stupid?
Well, they certainly didn't do very well this last week against ISIS. 30,000 of these U.S.-funded and trained security forces ran like heck, or probably more accurately, they defected to the other side, because we now know that the Iraqi people who are marching on Baghdad are using U.S. military equipment.
Yeah, they talked about the up until 2012, we have spent $25 billion in training their security forces and their military. Of that, 200,000 were soldiers, and the rest of it was security forces, but $25 billion, nothing to show.
Yeah, it's just a joke. It's a huge waste of money here. All right, Steve, I got to let you go. I got to take another phone call, and I got to get back to the news. I got a huge list to get through today. Alan in Michigan, aloha. Alan, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I just a couple quick comments and a question for you. You know the old phrase, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are?
Mm-hmm.
Osama bin Laden, we backed him to fight the Russians in Afghanistan, and look what that turned out to be. He became public enemy number one, created 9/11. Saddam Hussein...
Well, hold it, Alan. First of all, you're absolutely right about the fact that Osama bin Laden was a U.S. ally in Afghanistan in Charlie Wilson's war. His family, still to this very day, get U.S. government contracts for construction in the Middle East, bin Laden construction. Osama's older brother was a business partner with George W. Bush in a company called Arbusto Energy. Osama bin Laden was basically made up to be this uber villain as a propaganda device to wave at the American people. He didn't do 9/11. He even denied it himself on the authenticated videos and audio tapes. But he was in the hospital. He was about to die anyway. In fact, he did die of natural causes in December of 2001. But he was a U.S. asset up to its very, very end. Once CIA, always CIA. The United States and Israel did 9/11 to be that catalyzing event described in the Project for the New American Century's policy paper, Rebuilding America's Defenses. They needed a new Pearl Harbor, and that's exactly what they got.
I agree with all that, and that's why I'm saying that our friendships and the way our military is operating has created all of these problems, and that's where I'm going to my next thing with our border problem now. My question is, I heard that they, I don't know if it's the White House exactly, they had taken out articles in Central and South America and Mexico to advertise in the papers to tell them if they could get here, there would be amnesty possibly or things. Is that true, Mike?
Yeah, I saw that from several sources. And
anybody that can get one of those articles to show people now that the government created that problem that's existing right now on our borders?
Well, we would need somebody who's south of the border listening to this show to scan and send one of those in, and if they do, I will certainly post it. But apparently, in response to that advertising, is we're seeing all these kids just being shoved across the border to the point where they're opening up these old shuttered military bases to take care of them while leaving our veterans who are homeless on the streets to their own resources. I think what's going on here is that the U.S. is seeing this influx of these illegal immigrants as eventual soldiers, because when you have all of these kids without parents and guardians on a U.S. military base, you can bet the military indoctrination is already underway.
I agree. And don't you think that it's also a major security threat to have that potential of just, we don't know who's coming in, that there may be gang members, criminals, things like that?
We already know that's going on, but I mean, you know, for all this talk about terrorism and NSA watching us and TSA grabbing our crotches, you could have somebody walk over that border from Mexico carrying a vial of a highly contagious biological weapon, or even if they were willing to sacrifice themselves, deliberately infecting themselves with something, then walking across the border and just traveling far and wide as they can. It is an absolute joke that the nation which is spying on all of us legal citizens and law-abiding Americans in the name of combating terror is doing absolutely nothing about securing that southern border.
Well, don't you think it's a farce, like you said, when you go through TSA, they break your equipment and touch your wife and your children and everybody, but the border's wide open with not even knowing who's coming through?
Absolutely. It shows that it's just all more propaganda and fraud and deception to keep us under control. Only, of course, it's not working. Alan, I got to let you go. I got one more phone call, and then we're probably going to close the phone lines for the next hour because I got a lot of stuff I got to get to. Fred in Iowa. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Mike. When you mentioned Day Glow orange suits, I damn nearly fell off my chair. So I can't talk for 10 minutes, so I'll just say, don't join the banker's army. Thank you. Have a good day, buddy.
Now, well, thank you, and you're absolutely right, because that's what it is. These armies are working for the private central banks. They're not working for the security and peace of the American people, or indeed of any of the nations where these hired assassins in uniform are being put together. They are making war for purely financial, economic interests. And if you have not already read my article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, you need to, and you need to share it with everybody that you know, because all of a sudden, all of American history is going to suddenly start making sense. Okay? Now, the latest development in this whole Iraq situation is that the U.S. has announced they're open to talks with Iran over Iraq. We need the Iranians there. They're all threatened by these sectarians, and Secretary of State John Kerry is out there announcing they're willing to talk to Iran over the deteriorating security situation. And, of course, this is the same Iran the U.S. government has been telling us ever since 1979, can't be trusted to keep any agreement. They're building nuclear weapons. They're going to kill you in your sleep. And now the U.S. is offering to give Iran a big, wet, sloppy kiss in the hope that Iran will help the U.S. whoop on the Iraqi people. It's another sign of absolute panic and desperation. And we've always been at war with East Asia. For you 1984 fans, we're seeing exactly the same thing. Iran bad, Iran bad, Iran bad. And then all of a sudden, Iran is good. Iran is an ally. They're flipping back and forth. And I'll bet lifting those sanctions is going to be on Iran's talking points list here. However, Iran has now come out with a statement saying that they oppose any outside military intervention in Iraq. So it looks like this latest Hail Mary pass by John Kerry has already hit a major pothole. Another article, bombs explode over Baghdad as photos of war atrocities surface. And there seems to have been a flood of photos and videos going onto the internet, supposedly from ISIS, showing them committing these horrible war crimes and atrocities. Okay, well, I would be very careful about these images of atrocities because they're coming from pretty much the same people who claimed Iraq was stealing incubators from Kuwait and Saddam had nuclear weapons. When you are a revolutionary force taking your country back from foreign rule, you don't commit acts that will destroy public support for what you're trying to do. And ISIS going out and committing these atrocities makes about as much sense as Thomas Jefferson and George Washington going into schools and shooting school children as part of their campaign to kick the British out. Think, people, it makes the propagandists very nervous indeed. We'll be right back.